In this bulletin, climate change on the agenda at the Quad Summit in Tokyo, free flu shots for Queenslanders as cases rise, and Matildas defender Ellie Carpenter in doubt for the Australian Women's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is expected to engage in climate talks and outline new clean energy strategies with his Quad Alliance counterparts. Mr. Albanese is in Tokyo for the Quad Summit, hosted by the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, alongside the Indian PM Narendra Modi and US President Joe Biden. Former Defence Minister Peter Dutton appears likely to become the new leader of the Liberal Party. Liberal MP Alan Tudge says Mr. Dutton would be an incredibly effective leader who represents the party's values. Karen Andrews, who served as Home Affairs Minister in Scott Morrison's government, has told Sky News she's considering options.
I'm interested in what role will allow me to add the most value to my party and the members of my party as well. So I'm going to consider my position over the next day or so.
There are reports that a woman could become the Liberals' deputy leader, with former Environment Minister Susan Lee, former Attorney General Michaela Cash and Senator Jane Hume as possible options. A new report has revealed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are almost entirely absent from executive positions at work. The Indigenous Employment Index reveals just 0.7% of Indigenous Australians hold senior leadership positions within the 31 employers that reported their data for the survey. The World Health Organization says there's no evidence the monkeypox virus has mutated. Rosman Lewis is the head of the smallpox secretariat at the WHO. She told a briefing that mutations tended to be typically lower with this virus, although genome sequencing of cases will help inform understanding of the current outbreak.
As we've mentioned, monkeypox is really a disease of close contact, and so the risk to the general public remains very low. However, direct contact with a person who may be infected or who has a confirmed case of monkeypox means that the risk is obviously higher. So what everyone needs to know is that the risk in general is low and we shouldn't be concerned. However, if you are concerned about any particular symptoms you are feeling, then please do consult a healthcare provider and let them know what your concerns are.
British Iranian national Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe says she was forced to sign a false confession in order to fly home to the United Kingdom. She was detained in Iran for 6 years after being arrested on spying charges. She told the BBC she signed the document under duress.
I knew that that was like a last-minute game because I knew they told me that they have been given the money. So what is the point of making me sign a piece of paper, which is incorrect? It's a forced confession.
To all the things they had been accusing you of.
Exactly. And also the British government not questioning it, why I have to do it.
So a British official was with you when
she
signed
was with
that.
Me, yeah. But also the whole thing was filmed.
The Queensland government is urging residents to take advantage of free flu shots as the number of cases in the Sunshine State rises sharply. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says everyone is eligible to receive their flu vaccination shots at GPs and pharmacies for the next few weeks as authorities try to bring the outbreak under control. The number of influenza A cases has more than doubled in the past week, with over 100 people already hospitalised. Health Minister Yvette Duff says the severity and pace of the outbreak is concerning.
Compared to the 2017 flu season hospital admissions, we are already at the admission rate that we were at the end of July in 2017, which means this is escalating very quickly. And we expect in the next 2 to 3 weeks that our cases will end up at least doubling. So we could end up with hospitalisations well over 400 or 500 hospital admissions, and that won't be the peak.
In sport, Matildas defender Ellie Carpenter's ability to play in the Australian Women's World Cup is in doubt after she ruptured her ACL ligament. It leaves the 22-year-old with less than 14 months to recover and regain fitness for the World Cup in July next year. Well, now the weather. Perth, showers easing and windy, 21 degrees. Adelaide becoming cloudy, 22. Melbourne, sunny and 19. Hobart, mostly sunny, 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, showers and 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, showers and 21. Brisbane, also showers, 22. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.